Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I'm talking about when you're yearning for change, but you don't know what to do or which direction to go in, right? You're really feeling this deep yearning for something different in your life. You're really feeling like, you know, something has to change here, but you don't have any idea really where you're going, what needs to change, maybe even, or what direction to even choose next, what you need to stop doing, all of those things, right? I know when you start really feeling that deep need to change, it's like you can start feeling really restless, right? This is often when people start making really bad choices for their life, when they start feeling this and they just start acting on anything to really get into a different space, right? And not that everyone makes bad choices, but oftentimes we get into our head and we try to figure it out, right? We know we need some change and we try to start figuring it out. And today I want to invite you into something different. Today I'm going to process through making change when you know required change is like coming, right? Some easy steps to follow to clearly see your path. Clearly, we want to really see your path that the universe is trying to guide you into. You know, when you're really yearning for that change, when you're really aware that you really need to make some changes in your life, if you really stop for a moment, get out of your head, and really start processing through differently, the universe will show you, will clearly guide you on the path that you even wrote before you maybe even came here, that path that's really going to light your life on fire, that path that's going to open your heart space and really get you into a life that works for you. I'm going to give you some questions today to ask as well to get you where you want to go by really truly allowing yourself to really receive what it is that the universe is leading you to or guiding you to. Yeah, so let's take some nice deep breaths today. And we're really, really, truly going to allow ourselves to really get into that expanded space so we can really tap into the universal flow that's available to us, the energy, space, and consciousness that really wants to lead us into that life that truly works for us, right? You know, I have some clients right now, some ex-clients who are really, really, really in this flow of really finding that path that works for them. And one of the things that I really want to say here is oftentimes when we start on this journey where we start to realize that most of our life doesn't work for us, it's not really necessarily an easy change, okay? It's not just, I'm just going to stop doing this and start doing this, and all of a sudden, my life is going to be completely different. Oftentimes, much of what we're doing right now, maybe even our jobs, our homes, our spouses, maybe even our life is really looking for a complete and total overhaul. And if you're listening to me and you're in this place where you just really know that life has to be different, more than likely you're looking for some pretty massive change. Now, and that doesn't always necessarily mean that you know, you have to completely uproot your whole life and everything has to be completely different. But what that does mean is you really need to be open to the idea that much of the things that you're functioning in, many of the places where you're at in your life right now, maybe even many of the decisions that you've made in your life really might have to be unmade, and you might really have to dig into some difficult places and spaces to really elevate your life to a different degree. You know, I have people right now that I'm coaching, that I've been working with, that have really made some amazing changes in the way that, you know, they were things that they had decided that they never ever even thought that they could do, like hard things, you know, things that maybe are emotionally tough, physically tough. And the thing is like, once you start choosing to make those different choices, once you start really diving into that different path, the universe does create that as ease. And I know a lot of times we have a lot of resistance because, and I say this because I know that we're going to start really looking at the path that the universe really truly has opened up for us. And I know a lot of times many of us will have a ton of resistance around it because of all the things that we have decided that that path means, right? It's going to be too hard. It's going to be too overwhelming. Maybe people are going to be upset with us if we take that path. Maybe we feel like we might lose someone in our life, or maybe we feel like we have to do something that feels really, really, really difficult. Yeah, the thing I want you to know is when we get on this path, when we just relax into the breath, into the space of who we be, those things that you have decided are hard and overwhelming and maybe you could never ever do, actually start opening up, and they actually become way easier than we ever imagined that they possibly could be. So today I really want you to have kind of an open mind as we dive into these constructs and really allow yourself to tap into the flow that is available to you and really give yourself the space to be able to make choices that maybe you felt like you couldn't make for whatever reason, whether it was somebody who's going to be mad at you, or maybe someone was going to judge you, or maybe you made a choice and it hurt other people's feelings and now you want to go back and you got to say, you know what, I'm sorry, I did something really stupid or really dumb, or maybe I did something that I had to do for myself, and now I, you know, now I need to come back and I need to regroup, and I hope I can have your support, whatever it is. Yeah. And I want you to know that when you get into that flow of who you be, those people aren't going to have the reaction that you have decided they're going to have. Oftentimes people will tell me, you know, that was way easier than I ever thought it could have been, right? It's showing up way differently than I had decided it was going to look like in my head. So before I continue to ramble any longer, let's really get into the true space of who we be. So let's take some nice deep breaths and go ahead and put your barriers down. 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 And we're going to expand out today. And what we're going to do here is we're going to get into the true space of who we be, the true space of the infinite being that you be. So let's go ahead and expand out. Make yourself as big as the state that you're in. And you're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And all we're doing here is we're expanding out energetically. So we're just allowing our being to expand, right? Not our bodies. Our being is outside of our bodies, right? Our body is here, and then our being is this big, huge space. So we're going out. Let's tap that down a little bit. Let's go ahead and go in as big as the city that you live in. Go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And then let's go ahead and go out as big as the state that you're in and go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. So we're just expanding out our beings. As big as the country that you're in. And go all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to visualize anything. You just have to listen to the sound of my voice. And go out as big as the planet that we're on. As big as planet Earth. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And the universe. In the multiverse, multiple universes, we're going to times that by million, times that by million, times that by million, times that by million. We're going to go out as big as the space of who you be, as the infinite being. that you be. And we're just going to take some nice deep breaths. Awesome. So oftentimes when we're feeling this yearning for change, right, but we don't know what to do or which direction to go in and we can't really see the path that we're on, there's places and spaces here where there are things that you have decided were true for you that aren't anymore. And maybe that is they were and now you've changed or something shifted or something has energetically shifted in your life, regardless of what that is. And now you're in that same place, right? You're still functioning in that same, whether it's the same job, whether it's the same vehicle, the same home, the same whatever. Something has changed in your life. And now that thing that you are in is not working for you, but we can't really see it because we have decided something about it, and it's just really not true for us anymore. So what I want to kind of look at before we really dive in here is I want to do a little bit of clearing in what you have decided was true for you that isn't. Yeah, everything, all of that is. And we're just going to grab all that energy, all of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And can I just say first and foremost, none of this is about making anything that you chose in your past wrong. Okay. We don't want to make anything that you've done or anything that you've been or anything that you decided wrong, because everything in the past is in the past. It's exactly where we want to leave it, right? When we move forward in your life, especially when you're looking at making big change, you don't ever want to beat yourself up for choices that you made in the past, okay? Because that's not going to serve you, and it's not going to help you change it any faster, and it's not going to help you get on the right path any sooner, okay? What's really going to help you truly find what works for you is to just really put your barriers down, get out of your head, stop making anything that you chose in the past, stop making any of these places and spaces where you have decided about life and then you know, maybe now you're looking at it going, oh my gosh, that was the dumbest decision. Why did I do that? You have to stop doing that right now. You have to stop cycling in this place where you're making whatever it is that you hate about your life that you're going through right now wrong. Everything, all of that is. Everywhere you're making your past wrong and you're looping in, making sure that you solidify the wrongness in and around it. Everything, all of that is. Wow, and all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? We're just going to vaporize that out of there. Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. All we're doing is moving that energy so you can have a different possibility. And what have you decided was true that isn't? That right there. And we're going to go all the way down with that. 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 Everywhere you're not allowed to see that, everywhere you're too scared to look at that, everywhere it feels like if you look at that, if you see that, you're going to be the worst person in the whole world and you're going to find out that you've made terrible choices. That's not really true. Everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Nice deep breath. I know when you're really feeling like you really require change in your life. I know how easy it can be to start analyzing every single decision that you have ever made in your life and trying to figure out if you made the right choice, right? I want you to stop doing that right now. You have to get out of your head. You have to get out of looping and trying to figure out your past. Your past has no new information. Even if you decide that you made some terrible decisions in your past, okay, great. How can you move forward? What else can you do? What else can you be? What else can you choose to start creating something different? Beating yourself up for the choices that you made in your past are never, ever, ever going to help you make a different decision in your future. I don't care what it is that you've done in your past. There's nothing, absolutely, positively nothing that you can't go beyond. Everything, all of that is right there. And everywhere you feel like you can't go beyond that mistake right there and that you're never going to be able to go beyond that mistake, everything, all of that is right there. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And take a nice deep breath. Really just let all of that go. All of those places and all of those spaces where you're just looping and making yourself wrong for something that you chose in the past. And feeling like you're never going to be able to go beyond this space. Yeah, everything, all of that is right there. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. I know I can feel some of you and you're like, okay, that's great. Other people can go beyond, but I'm never actually going to go beyond this problem. I'm always going to have it. It's always going to plague me. I'm never going to be able to to go beyond it. And everywhere you're tied into that and everywhere you've bought into that and everywhere you believe that and everywhere you've identified with that, ooh, keep going, keep going, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. A nice deep breath. Settle all the way down. And all the way down. And all the way down, and all the way down. And one more time, what have you decided was true that isn't? Yeah, that right there. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. We're just going to let this vortex through for a few moments. Nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. All right, so now that we're really kind of maybe into that slow and low energy of who we be, really what I want us to look at here is, what is your goal? What is your goal for your life? What do you want your life to feel like? And not where you're at right now. If you truly had choice about what your life was like, what would that be like for you? And I want you to really get into the feeling of it. I want you to get into the feeling of what life would feel like if you had a life that truly worked for you. You truly had a life that you loved every single day. What would that feel like for you? Take a nice deep breath. Just receive that for a moment. Just receive. Just receive, just receive, just receive, just receive. I want to make sure that we're really taking time, especially when you're looking for change. You know, that you got to get out of your head first, right? That's what we were just talking about, right? Really get out of your head. You really have to make sure that you're taking lots of time to really breathe and relax. Now, what I just did there energetically was really got your body into that slow and low of who you be. Okay. Oftentimes when we're feeling stressed out, when we're feeling this energy of like, oh my gosh, I need to change and I need it right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction to go in. You get in all that quickening energy, right? All that fastness. And what that fastness does is it keeps you looping in that, all of that kind of, I like to say you're ping-ponging in information that really isn't contributing to your life. It's not contributing to your expansion. It's not giving you any new information. Just ping-ponging you back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right? And trying to figure things out. Now, if you truly want to have that path, that clear path to be able to see what choices you want to make, where you want to go in your life, you have to get out of your head. You have to get out of that quickening energy. You have to stop following that ping pong back and forth that takes you out of being present with who you be and what works for you in your life. Now, if you've been spending a long time in that quickening energy, which I feel like most of us have, we've been spending probably a majority of our life in that quickening energy, trying to figure everything out with our head, right? And that quickening energy really, it has such a fastness on it that it really never allows you to connect to you. Now, as a being, you are slow and low. Okay, you have a flow within you of ease and of expansion that when you're truly being you, when you're in that slow and low of who you be, feeling stressed out and overwhelmed is not there. It's not in that slow and low of who you be. And when you feel stressed out and overwhelmed, I can tell you 100%, you are not in the flow of who you be. You're functioning in places and spaces that are not you. You're making decisions about your life and places and spaces that are not yours, okay? It's really, really super hard to make clear decisions about changing your life when you're in that ping pong of upset, when you're in that ping pong of overwhelm, and you're looping in your head about what to do, where to go, how to choose, right? All of that, blah, 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 right? All that quickening energy. You're not going to make a choice that's going to be able to expand you, because you're probably not even going to be able to see the true choices that are available to you. And it's not hard here. It's not hard. All you have to do is relax. Allow your body to get into that flow of who you be. Feeling all stressed out and overwhelmed is not, I repeat, is not going to help you create anything different. Get into the flow of who you be. Get clear about what you want your life to feel like. And start asking some questions. And everything changes. Yeah, just take some nice deep breaths here. Whenever you're feeling stuck or confused about what step to take next, you have more than likely gotten yourself spinning in stuff that isn't working for you. And again, this is not about making the choices that you are in now wrong. There's no wrongness in where you're at right now. You know, and I think I try to remind people of this all the time in my personal work. But, you know, we had a very, very, very powerful shift in 2012. And what we have been experiencing for the past, it's been 6 years now, almost 6 years, I guess 5.5 years it's been, right? Is this awakening, this realization, this awakening as a global movement that the life we have built on this planet is not working for us. And it's not just your life. It's the lives as a whole. This whole planet we're functioning in things that don't work for a majority of us, right? And what's going on right now is there's lots of paradigms that are dying out. There's lots of these companies, organizations, there's lots of things that have been built on this planet that are really no longer working for humanity, that are getting kind of pushed out, and we're going through this amazing reorganizational stage. Now, the thing about that is that means your life is getting reorganized as well. And some of the things that you have chosen in the past, you made based on the energy that the planet was in at the time. You made these decisions based on who you were and who the people around you were. And there's nothing wrong with what you did. So let's just keep untangling that. And everything, all of that is right there. All of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. And we're just going to go nice deep breaths. And we're going to settle down even further into that space of ease of who you be. You feel that flow that's really building, that's really different from how we kind of started the show, right? Can you feel how relaxed your body is becoming? Yeah, take a nice deep breath. Really unwinding and releasing all of that stress and overwhelm. Stress and overwhelm is not who you are. You did not come here to be stressed out and overwhelmed. Your body is not stress and overwhelm. Your being is not stress and overwhelm. Your body and your being have this amazing flow of ease that really is available anytime that you desire it. You just really have to connect into you. You have to truly get out of your head. You know, those clearings that I did at the beginning of the call, especially, essentially I just grabbed all of that information, all of that energy that was swirling around you, that was keeping you looping and that head noise. And if you're still having some head noise, everything, all of that is. And all of that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Nice deep breath. Can I just say on a little side note here, I'm super excited. My book is done, and my book has like all of these tools that I talk about on the radio show, plus some additional extra things, really some stories, some expansion exercises, lots and lots of healing information, and it is done. And I am waiting on the final edits, and my book launch will be in, I think it's less than 14 days. I think we're looking at 13 days now for my book to be ready and available. And I am super excited that I'm going to finally be able to say that I'm an author, and I'm going to have all of these tools out in print for you to be able to buy and read and reread and really get yourself into that space of ease of who you be. So as we're kind of letting that vortex through, just wanted to kind of put that out there, because I can just really feel the change that this is going to create, the ripples of information that's available for those who are really looking to really break free from this paradigm of stress and overwhelm and really get into the true space of who you be as the infinite being that you be. So let's just ask some questions here. So what is it that you want your life to feel like? What does that feel like? What does that look like? What does that sound like? What does that taste like? What does that smell like? Just receive all that for a moment. Really get into the flow, the path that you're looking for. See, when you ask questions of the universe like this, when we ask this question, the universe responds energetically, right? And that energy that the universe responds with is what you really want to receive into your body. So I'm going to ask you that question again. And what you want to do is you want to receive that information into your body. Now, you're not looking for that head noise, okay? You're not trying to figure out this information with your head. So if your head responds with answers, I want you to just kind of completely ignore your head, okay? Allow your head to just kind of be out of this equation today. And what I want you to do is I want you to feel that information into your body, really into your heart space. Your heart space is the true actualizer of information, okay? When you can receive something into your heart space, your heart space allows that information to come in, kind of allows your whole body to actualize that energy. And what ends up happening is you start vibrating at that new vibration. Okay, so where you're at right now, and let me explain this again here, and where we want to go is two different things, right? Now, you don't know what that looks like, or maybe you have an inkling of maybe what that looks like, but all you really know is that you're really truly looking for change, okay? So when you get into your body and you start asking the universe these questions, right? Like, hey, what does what I want my life to feel like, what does that feel like, right? And you put that question out there into the universe, and the universe responds energetically for your unique vibration, not for my vibration, not for your neighbor's vibration, not for your spouse's vibration, right? For your unique vibration, the universe responds for your unique vibration. That information comes into your heart space, comes into your body. Okay, and your body, the more your body receives that information, the more your body starts vibrating at that information. Now, this is a frequency-based universe. The vibration that you are vibrating on is the vibration that you are creating your life from. So if you start asking the universe, hey, what do I want my life to feel like? And the universe starts responding with what you, with your unique vibration, with your unique blueprint of who you be, the universe responds and says, hey, you want your life to feel like this. And you receive that information into your heart space. That information comes all the way through your body and it feels delicious and it feels exciting and it feels expansive. Because remember, this is your unique vibration. This is your unique information, right? That information comes in and it starts marinating all through your body, all through your being. Yeah, there you go. And you start receiving this information and you start becoming the energy of what you want your life to feel like. And then what happens is that energy starts vortexing out and it starts attracting what you want your life to feel like. And the more you ask, the more you actualize that energy that you want your life to feel like, right? The more of that space you become, the more your life starts to change, the more your path starts to open up, and the clearer and clearer your life becomes in the direction in which you desire to go. Even if you don't know it right now, the universe knows. You're an infinite being with infinite possibilities. Where you're going, you may not have even ever considered. You know, if I look at my life 10 years ago, I haven't always desired to be an author. I haven't always thought to myself, oh, one day I'm going to write a book. That I have been thinking, I have been writing it for probably 5 years now. I knew that there was going to become a space where I was going to write a book, right? But writing a book is not one of those things that I have always yearned for in my life. Being a consciousness facilitator, doing what I do right now, having a radio show, all of these things are not things that, you know, 15 years ago, I even had any awareness about. I think that's the big thing that people have to really get about change. Like, people feel like, I think sometimes, especially like when I'll talk to somebody, they're like, oh, but you already know what you want to do and you're lucky and I don't know. And no, I only know because I learned how to follow my awareness. I learned how to really get into the space of who I am. And when I learned how to get into the space of who I am, when I learned how to follow what was real and true for me, when I got on my path of least resistance, because this is exactly what we're doing here. I'm not putting you on a path and saying, here, figure it out. I'm saying, you, as an infinite being, you have an amazing path of least resistance. You have a path of who you be that is available to you. And when you get on that path, and when you walk that path, the ease of who you be and what you want to do with your life opens up. And all of a sudden, there is this amazing space for you to choose from. Take a nice deep breath. And everything, all of that is, and everywhere it feels like it's never going to happen for you, and everywhere it feels like you're never going to be that lucky, or you're never going to figure it out, or you're never going to be in the path of least resistance for yourself. Is everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You are not put here on this planet to lead a stressed out, overwhelmed existence. That is not what your being desires for you. That is not what this universe desires for you. That is not what you desire for yourself. Nice deep breath. That feeling of yearning for change, that feeling of wanting your life to be something different is there because it's time for you to do something greater. It's time for you to do something different. It's time for you to be the change that you know you came here to be. You know, if you're listening to this radio show, you're an empath just like I am, right? You're an empathic person. You're aware of what other people are going through. You're aware of so many things. You're aware of information coming at you all of the time. I had somebody ask me recently, she was talking about, she said, you know, I've done a lot of things in my life and I've done a lot of personal empowerment. I've done a lot of, you know, change work. And she said, you know, this is the first thing where I'm really starting to feel the change. But at the same time, I have this old pattern that keeps coming back and, you know, keeps telling me that you're never going to change this. You're never going to do anything different. You know, you're never going to be able to go beyond these problems. And I said to her, well, you're not going to be able to if you keep buying into that. You know, this is part of the work that I do. You know, what I share with you guys is kind of a combination of information that, number one, that I learned from other people and other systems and other, you know, I too have been on that same self-empowerment, you know, awareness journey for a majority of my life, right? But number two, this is a lot of tools that I have learned that I, you know, I've been working with people and bodies for, gosh, you know, almost 20 years now, doing psychic readings, doing massage, doing healing work, doing, you know, all of these different things. And I, what I'm sharing with you is kind of a combination of what I've learned. And I go back to, you know, if you hear this information in your head that says, you know, you're never going to change this, you know, the thing is like, you can either align and agree with that idea and fold and go, yeah, you're right, I'm never going to change this. Or you can go, no, you know what, I am going to change this. It doesn't matter what your head says. You know, part of what many of us are tied into is a system where our head is continuously beating us up. You know, being an empath, being an empathic person, we are aware of the information that is being downloaded on this planet at all times. And I'm going to tell you right now that this planet hasn't really been, I'm not going to say this planet, but there's been frequencies, there's been manipulation, there's been things going on here in this planet that do not want you to wake up and be into the true potency and power of who you be. And you can absolutely positively listen to that energy and go, yeah, you know what, right? I'm never going to change. I'm never going to be able to shift this. I'm always going to stay the same. You can. And I'm going to give you permission right now. You can completely and totally 100% marinate in that energy of never having any change in your life. Just feel that for a moment. If you quit resisting it, if you quit fighting against it for just even 30 seconds, and you just acknowledge that, yeah, it's there. It's there. It's totally there. And it's totally trying to fight against you. And it's totally trying to make you feel like you are never going to ever be able to change your life. Now that you've acknowledged it, now that you've looked at it, now that you've really, really seen it, can you just call it bullshit right now? I don't know. Can I say that on air? I don't know. I just said it, so we'll go with it. But really call it baloney right this very moment. And know that you get to decide what happens in your universe. This is your universe. This is nobody else's. This is your life. This is nobody else's. If you want to choose something different, if you want to change your life, if you want to move on, if you want to stop cycling in the same bullcrap you've been cycling in your whole life, you can. But you have to decide That no matter what your head tells you, no matter what the people around you say to you, no matter what the neighbor is going to think of you, you have to decide that you come first in your own life. And although your head noise, your head may try to tell you something different, I'm going to tell you right now, what did I say at the very beginning of this? You have to get out of your head. Your head is aware of frequencies everywhere. Your head is aligning and agreeing with information that is out there in this universe. Your head is not your friend. Your body is where it's at. Your heart space is how you actualize change. You have to get into your body. You have to learn how to be a feeler, not a head looper, not a mind processor. You have to learn how to get into your body and follow the flow of what feels light and what feels heavy, making decisions based on what your body tells you about the information, not about what your head says is true. Your head knows nothing new. Your head only knows the information that is out there, that it's downloading, that it's receiving from all over. Everything, all of that is everywhere you're tied into that, everywhere you're stuck in there, everywhere you're not allowed to release your head. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Let's ask some of those questions again. So you're going to ask these questions. You're going to put them out there in your unique frequency, okay? And you're going to receive that information into your body, into your heart space. You're going to allow your body to really flow with that information. What do you desire for your life to feel like, look like, sound like, taste like? Integrate all of those senses, okay? You want to bring your body into that sensory overload of information about what feels yummy and what feels expansive and what the universe, what your universe wants your life to be like. Again, let's ask one more time. What do you desire? Say, what do I desire for my life to feel like, look like, sound like, smell like, taste like? And just receive that information. And one more time. What do I desire for my life to feel like, look like, smell like, sound like, taste like? And just receive that information, stay out of your head, and breathe. It's time for us to really truly take back control of our universes, understanding that you are an infinite being with infinite choices. If you want to align and agree with this idea that you're never going to change your life, that you're never going to have control, that you're never going to have anything that works out for you, you absolutely, positively can create that. Or you can choose something different. Really, the choice is 100% yours. I know the tools that I use are slightly unconventional. I know they're extremely different than maybe something that you ever used before, but I'm going to tell you right now that these tools work. And I know that they might seem a little weird, and I know that maybe you've been listening to my show and you're not really exactly sure what you think, and maybe you're not even really sure, what it's even doing. But I can tell you right now that it's changing the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. It's giving you different possibilities. It's allowing you to be on a different path, one that expands you, one that creates something different, one that creates more. I have so many exciting things still on the way to becoming a reality with my book coming out. My official launch date is April 9th, 2019. So if you're listening to this show after, my book is available now. You can buy it on Amazon, which it will be available again. April 9th, 2019. My book is called The Empath's Guidebook to Consciousness and Awareness. And this book is going to have some amazing tools in it to really help expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. This is going to potentially be part one of a two-part series. Either that or it's going to have a book that's going to kind of coincide with this information. But this book will have tons of tools, tons of information to really help expand you beyond the limitations of this reality, really get you into knowing that you are an infinite being with infinite choice, really get you into the space of being that. Also, I have tons of classes, tons of podcasts, tons of information for you. You can visit me online at www.jamie-bates.com for more information on any of the things that I offer. And my Expand Your Reality Institute should be live hopefully soon. And that's going to have lots of other classes, podcasts, things like that to really dive into and really help create your life from. So if you enjoyed today's show, please drop me an email. Let me know if you'd like to be a guest, if you'd like to talk about something that's really sticking you, really clogging up your life and you would love to be a guest and Expand Your Reality, you can email me. You can find me on Facebook, or you can join my Facebook group, Expand Your Reality, on Facebook, and you can drop me a message and let me know that you would like to be a guest on my radio show. And I would love to really dive in with you and really help you create something different. I also have a space right now for another private client if you're really looking to expand your life into the next level, if you're really done with the limitations of this reality and you're really ready to get into something different, please find me on Facebook, email me, find me online, whatever that may be, and reach out to me. I would love to help you go beyond. I hope today's show really gave you a different viewpoint, a different way to really get into, a different energy, space, and consciousness. You know, the thing is your being is always kind of trying to lead you into something greater. If you're resisting it, if you're fighting against it, if you're looping in your head noise, it's going to be more difficult to really get into that path. So remember, if you're yearning for change and you don't know what to do, really, let's just kind of go over the steps one more time. Number one, get out of your head. Your head has no new information. So you have to disconnect yourself from that head noise, okay? Number two, breathe, relax, expand. Feeling stressed out and overwhelmed is not going to help you create anything different. So you really have to get out of that space of feeling that quickening, that overwhelming energy of upset and overwhelm. That is really not going to help you change. Get into the flow of who you be. Really, the quieter you become, and that's really what I feel like a lot of my audios do. It's a lot of what I do as a facilitator is really get you into that hum of who you be, that slow and low energy of who you are as an infinite being. It's a completely different energy from that quickening that this universe has taught us how to live in. Okay, who you be is really, it's a slow and low frequency, and it has that energy of ease within it. So when you listen to my radio shows, when you listen to my podcasts, when you listen to my programs, you really should be able to access that slow and low information of who you be. And once you're there, you really want to really look at, get clear about what is it that I want my life to feel like, right? And again, asking that question of the universe, when you're in that slow and low space, you know, what do I desire my life to feel like? What do I want it to look like? What do I want it to smell like? What do I want it to sound like? What do I want it to taste like, right? Really ask those questions. Receive that information into your body and really allow yourself to actualize, really get into this true space of actualizing that energy, breathing with the flow of who you be, and allowing yourself to really be on that path, that universal flow of the information that's going to really take you to that next level and really give you that space to be able to really get on that path of least resistance, the path of who you are, the path that the universe is trying to deliver to you. Awesome. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope you enjoyed our show, and I would love to hear from you. Let me know, give me any feedback, anything that you would like to share. If you would like to tell me, which I've been really getting lots of feedback, I do appreciate you guys telling me how this show is impacting your life. Really helps me kind of stay motivated to create more. So if you have information you would like to share with me, I would love to hear it. So thank you so much for listening to me today. And again, my website is www.jamie-bates.com. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.